Hello, everyone, and welcome to another what promises to be very interesting episode of Roll Less Taken Roulette. Megan, I see your face, and the reason I'm saying that is not like any particular reason besides we haven't recorded in like a month. So everyone's going to forget their character voice, motivation, and everything that was going on, and we're just going to soldier through it. I'm Mike, and I play the MC, who is obviously a character, and I also play most of the NPCs, which at this point consists of Cricket Dufresne. Excuse me, I'm not Lemon.
No, I'm Lemon.
That's right. So if my players would please introduce themselves, we can get this shit show started.
I'm Tom, and I play one character and not God, but I do play a man who thinks he's God, and that man's name is Ross Roberts.
Hi, I'm Megan, and I play Bear, and Bear has no God, except the VP.
Hi, I'm Graham, and I play Finch, and Finch might, I don't know, try to stab God.
I'm Perry, and I play Lemon, and she's pretty specifically a Satanist, so there's not much God.
I have some questions about your God being only the vice president, Megan.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hey, God's a laid-back dude. He didn't want to take on all the responsibility. Right? He just wanted to be, you know, have his name in the headlines.
What are your questions?
I mean...
Would you like to submit them in an email and I'll get back to you?
Yeah, I think we'll do that so we don't take up any okay. more time. Like I said, it's been about a month since we've recorded because I got a job that I work a lot of evenings, and that's when we usually record. So we're going to do a recap. Someone's going to do a recap. Let's roll them bones and see who has the great honor. As a man who rolled a 20, I'm not worried.
I'm always worried.
You should be.
There's always like at least a 70% chance that it's me.
I got an 8.
Oh, thank God.
It's not me.
I got a 2.
All right.
Oh, no.
I got a 13.
I got a 10.
Damn it.
Perry.
Yeah.
What happened last time?
I think Lemon and Cricket found, like, the test tubes of the dew blasts, and some of them were missing. But there were a lot still left, and we also found a computer, but nobody understood how to use it. So we got not a lot of information from the computer. Did we get any important information from the computer? Anybody? Does anybody remember?
We spent half of it Googling. Half of the episode Googling.
We found out about Abendale from the files.
Yeah, that was...
And I think there was a little bit more about that in the computer, if I remember right.
Finch did finally figure out what 72 meant, because there are apparently 72 dew blasts in the world.
Right.
And we've killed like 4 of them.
We know the dew blasts were created to help with the apocalypse, but that was... We found that out, I think, in the episode before. Anyway, we asked the computer a bunch of questions. Hope we didn't find out anything super important. I don't know. Band-Aids. We got some Band-Aids. And then we found a room with a generator? Or something? Like a machine? That seemed to do things with the Maelstrom. And Bear tried to shoot it, and it didn't go well. And then we all woke up in the Maelstrom.
Finch also tried to touch the machine before it blew up, and that didn't go very well either.
I did a very bad job with this recap.
Does anyone else have anything to add?
I would like to know why it is that every time we don't record for like a month, Perry is the one who has to do the recap.
Member of the podcast with the worst memory.
RNG do be RNG, though.
Sometimes it do be like that. Okay.
Trying to think if there was anything additional to add. I remember Bear was super angry and was fixing to get some Dufresne-style vengeance.
Yes.
Or she was vengeance
pretty specifically a la Dufresne.
To bury a few bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Bury a few bodies.
Bury.
And she and Ross made nice. For now. Though Ross was terrified of her for a while. Gotta avoid that rage.
That's really the only thing you can do.
That's what I've learned.
We don't want to make it a third time.
Through negative reinforcement.
Yeah, I can't think of anything too eventful. Has Ross divulged that he found the Dufresne family biscuit recipe to anyone?
I don't believe he did.
No.
Okay.
He tucked it away and endeavored to simply have delicious biscuits at a later time.
Okay. So, yeah, you have awoken. That's a word, right? Awakened?
Yeah.
Awoken. Woke up.
The beast.
Both are words.
So you guys have awakened in the room where the Maelstrom Ward was, but you're pretty sure you're back in, I guess, I don't know how to refer to it, the dream world.
Is it like another plane of existence?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this that episode of the Bob Newhart show, like that one season that didn't really happen? Because it was all just a dream.
I don't know. You've done this once before.
Are we trapped in Bob Newhart's dream? That's what I'm asking.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Oh, I want to be trapped in Bob Newhart's dream.
This whole campaign has just been a dream.
What if Ross Roberts was based on Bob Newhart? What if it was Newt Bobberts?
That's what's going to happen if Ross dies, especially if he dies in the dream world. I'm going to reroll a character that's going to be Bob Newhart as a cult leader. He'll just take over.
Equally as fitting.
So, yeah, you're in your dream world, I guess. I think at the end of last episode, if I remember correctly, Ross tried to fire his gun to see what would happen.
Yes. And there was paint.
It was just paint.
And he was sad, as usual.
Bear's got her crazy bear gauntlets, and Lemon has her grenades.
That are shaped like lemons.
That's right.
Lemon grenades. Full of citric acid.
The room you're in is the room that the Maelstrom Ward was in. And it looks pretty messed up because, you know, there was a large explosion from when Bear decided to shoot sensitive electronics and make the explodies happen.
YOLO.
Exactly. Bear's philosophy.
As a child once explained to me about not doing homework, well, sometimes I don't because YOLO. Okay.
Got me there.
Yep.
Thank you, eighth grader.
So do we remember how to roleplay, or has it been too long?
I'm like, so we're in the same building, right? We haven't like shifted location.
Correct.
Just plane shifted.
So can we see like our bodies again the way that we did before?
No, we cannot.
Uh-oh.
Hmm.
Do I feel any different?
No.
I don't see myself.
If you die in the Matrix, do you die for real?
If you die in real life, do you die for real?
If you die in real life, do you die in the Matrix?
Oh, we did.
Are you asking
me? Does anybody
me?
Feel slightly dead?
I think we know if we died.
Would we?
No, I just feel the same way as I did last time you had a bandolier full of lemon grenades and I couldn't shoot anything worth a damn. He just points his gun at the wall and just shoots his gun like four more times.
But I have my bear claws. Get it? Bear claws?
Like the donut.
I wish they were the donuts. Do I have any saltine crackers?
Nope.
Oh.
This is not going well for...
So we're not on the ground.
No.
Hmm.
I don't like this.
Wait, we're above the ground?
No, like our
bodies aren't like left behind.
Oh, okay.
Is there like blood spatters or something?
No, you did not get exploded, if that's okay. What you're asking.
Just checking. Spaghetti stains on the wall, anything really suspicious that looks like
spaghetti. Are we able to move through walls, or is it just like, or is everything like still solid?
I don't know. Are you trying to move through a wall?
Well, I'm just gonna like try and test it out. Like, can I go through a wall or not?
I think you have to walk towards it with confidence. At speed. I'd
rather not fall confidently on my face.
So, do you walk into a wall?
Reach out and touch faith.
No, you would like lean on a wall or like push on it.
The wall is solid. You cannot pass through the solid wall.
What the hell are you doing?
I was trying to be like that, you know, nobody puts baby in a corner guy in that movie with the lady who made the pottery.
We're not fucking ghosts.
I guess a ghost, yeah. I just wanted to try and be a little bit spooky, like a Halloween Gray or something.
Can Bear look around in the hall that led us here?
So, yeah. I mean, the hallway that you came through earlier, it's just like a hallway. It had a little infirmary off to the side. When you look in the hallway, it looks like it did before, except that the infirmary is not there. Like, that extra room that was there, there's just a solid wall.
So we lost our save point.
Well, yeah, it's endgame.
That's not right. This should reflect what's here in reality, right? That's what it did back at the residence.
I remember there was something different in the basement when that happened back at your manor house, Lemon. Maybe it's like that.
You saw the door that wasn't the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, the maelstrom does stuff like that sometimes.
Can I go over and knock on the wall where the infirmary was?
It sounds like a wall. I don't know how to describe it better than that because
it's not hollow
yeah. or anything, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ross shoots it with paint like 20 times.
Just okay. Draws the outline of a door, hoping for like the Looney Tunes thing where a door appears.
Yeah.
The wall is very colorful now.
Yay.
Being that the Maelstrom ward, I'm assuming, has been disabled, can I tap into the weird to see if I can see anything in the other rooms?
Give me a weird roll.
Since I'm...
You give me a weird roll.
In the maelstrom, can I tap into the mundane and see what's going on in the real world?
I mean, I guess.
I thought I had plus 3 for weird. Do I only have plus 2?
I'm pretty sure you have plus 3 now.
I thought you had
plus
3.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I have a 12.
Nice. Okay, so... Whereas, when you tried to tap into the weird before, like, everyone was essentially getting stonewalled. Like, it was like being in a sensory deprivation chamber. There was nothing. Like, there was no sound. Your vision was completely black, etc. Now you tap into the weird, and you're in the same hallway again. But you don't see any of your allies. And as you look at the wall, it becomes kind of transparent. And, like, you can still see the wall, but you can see what's behind the wall. And it's just, like, it looks basically like a big old slab of meat. And you can see it pulsing. And there's, like, veins and stuff. And it's a little, it's quite organic.
Is this the end of Earthbound?
Oh, I don't like that at all.
It's alive!
I'm getting some serious, like, Akira vibes here.
Pretend the walls turn to glass, and it's just meat.
Meat?
Behind it.
Meat walls!
Oh,
that was my nickname back
awful.
In high school.
God damn it.
Oh,
I'm disturbed by this.
So,
They used to call me Meatwalls back in high school. This is my name when I played on the football team.
Oh, good God.
Man. That's been too long since we've recorded. So, a bear comes back from seeing that monstrosity.
Uh-huh.
And looks at Ross. Can I see that crowbar?
Do I have the crowbar?
Yes.
Okay. I'll hand bear the crowbar with a little bit of trepidation. You see Ross's hand tremble a little bit.
This is a big like gesture of trust though.
She immediately knocks him in the skull with it.
Just don't hit me.
I'm not going to hurt you. I told you I wouldn't.
You've said that before.
Don't make me change my mind.
Lemon and Cricket are both going to stay out of, like, swinging range. Well, Lemon's going to make sure Cricket does likewise.
Bear makes direct eye contact with Lemon and just starts swinging at the wall. I want to try to break the wall to see if there's meat on the wall.
Meat!
Okay. I guess that would be a hard roll.
I will just be over here. I will let you get on with your redecorating.
That is a 9.
9. Okay. So you take a couple whacks at the wall, but your crowbar is like, you're not really making a dent in the wall. Let's put it that way.
It's like one of those sticky slap hands that you used to get out of a quarter machine.
Like, you put a couple dents in the wall, but you're not actually really damaging it. You're not piercing it.
I think there's meat behind there.
Behind the wall?
Like a hamburger?
A bear? Bear?
Ross?
Why exactly do you think that there's meat behind a wall?
I saw it in the thing. I had a vision. There was meat. It was pulsing. It was gross.
Oh, did you open your brain to
the weird freaky dinky thing that you and the boy do?
Let me see if I see the meat. can I open my brain to try and see the meat?
That's a weird sentence.
I think that's maybe the episode title right there.
I saw the meat.
The episode about meat.
I also got a 12.
So yeah, the same thing kind of happens to you that happened to Bear. You, like, you zone out like you tend to do when you open your brain to the psychic maelstrom, and you're in the same hallway. You do not see your allies, and the walls go kind of transparent or semi-opaque, and yeah, there is some just pulsating muscle mass behind the walls.
Oh, dear God. Ross doesn't look horrified, but he does sound a little bit horrified. Like, is it just, like, every wall?
Yeah, you're in, like, a meat tunnel. Like, if you look oh, cool. down, like, you can see through the floor. Same thing.
I am happy about this development in my life. Okay, yes, I also see the meat.
I told you there was meat there, but no one believes this Bear. Bear's crazy.
Bear, it's just a little weird. I believe you, though. I'm a little bit crazy, too.
Do you want to take a whack at it?
Didn't you just take a whack? Do you want me to try?
Do what you will.
He, like, just puts his hand out for the crowbar.
Hands over the crowbar.
All right, Ross is going to take a swing at the meat wall.
Give me a hard roll.
This sounds horrifying. 9.
Damn.
Yeah, so you take a couple whacks at the wall and don't really do that much damage at all.
The meat is armored.
That's fucking strong.
Perhaps if we use one of these, and Lemon removes one of the lemon grenades.
Oh no.
Oh dear God.
Instructs everybody to stand back.
Bear runs back to the wardroom.
Yeah. Ross also runs back.
Finch too.
Cool.
Out of fear of citrus.
Presumably everybody is behind Lemon somewhere at a safe distance. And Lemon is, I'm not going to do it right in front of the wall, but I will from a distance huck it at the wall.
From a distance.
God is throwing grenades.
Yeah. Okay, so you huck a grenade at the wall, and when it hits the wall, there is like a large spatter, and you hear some sizzling sounds as the wall starts to melt away a little bit. And then you hear some more sizzling sounds as the wall melts away, and the acid from your grenade starts to seep onto the meat wall.
Oh, I hate that.
And it starts to twitch and contract, like, really violently, and it starts beating against what's left of the wall. And you hear, like, a really deep-toned, what sounds like a scream.
Oh, dear God, I
hope it was the entire hallway starts shaking as the muscles around the hallway just start twitching violently.
I have made a very bad mistake. How did we wake up last time? Someone remind me. I go blind, right? Quick, someone hand me a pencil.
I'll make it go blind.
I mean, it's awful, but I think it's about the right thing. So there's like an exposed piece of like meat now.
Yeah,
right?
And it's got some burns on it. Some like chemical burns.
I'm gonna shoot it like 5 times with the paint gun.
Okay. Nothing really happens except it becomes quite colorful.
So were the walls closing in on us?
No.
Oh, okay. Alright.
But like you felt the entire area where you are shaking.
Okay.
What if I hit it with the crowbar now?
You want to hit it with the crowbar?
It turns into paint.
Yeah. Exposed
paint. Alright, so there's just a meaty thunk, but nothing else happens.
Damn it. It couldn't, like, pierce it with, like, the pointy end or anything?
I mean, is that what you were going for? Yeah, so, like, it gets stuck in there, and there's no real reaction, except there's a little, like, splurt of some blood. And then you pull it out, and there's another splurt of some blood, but there's nowhere near the reaction you got from the acid.
I'm gonna shoot it with the paint gun. Give it a little paint infection, that wound. If I don't kill it and I get stuck here forever, perhaps it'll die of a small sepsis.
20 years later. I knew I should have gotten that checked out.
Ross's revenge.
Are we climbing up a square tube in the vessel's asshole or something?
Nah. You would know if you were going up. Gravity works that way.
I mean, it could be lying down.
The enemy's gate is down.
In more ways than one.
Bro, I mean,
I think we should just leave this here.
I'm gonna.
You wanna?
Can I take a perimeter check of the rest of the facility and see what's still there and what's not?
Yeah. Is everyone going?
Yeah, I want to leave the meat alone.
Oh, I wanted to kill it.
Can Finch try to like manifest some more knives out of the maelstrom energy or something?
I think we tried this last time and it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I think Finch will also look around.
Okay, so you're heading into, like, the main hub, I guess is what we'll call it.
Yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many of the doors? Okay.
So yeah, you come in from the... Oh god, I'm so bad at cardinal directions. You come in from the east, which is... That is correct. So, to the south is where the train station was, where you guys kind of showed up into Blackwell Labs. Straight ahead of you, to the west, it would be where the archives were, and to the north would be where containment was. So, as you walk into the area, it's the same reception area, except it looks... very old. And, like, last time you were here, everything looked pristine, except for the fact that it was kind of dusty. Now, like, some of the tiles are chipped, and the desk is broken, and the computer's, like, missing. The couch is, like, all broken down, though. I guess it was all broken down last time, too, because Bear broke it.
I was about to say, I was about to make a comment, like, Bear, I know you were I understand that you're going through some things, but is this your handiwork? Where did the computer go? Where did the box go? I don't know what a computer is.
What's in the box?
I ate it, and I'm gonna do that to your heart.
You're gonna wait till we get out of here, though, right?
Maybe.
Alright. Eleven's just gonna stand on the opposite side of the party from Bear at all times. She's gonna keep more than 6 feet of distance.
So,
social distancing.
So it looks more like dilapidated than it did?
Oh yeah, like, okay. Way more. And it looks like the door to the archive has been, like, blocked off. Like, the door itself is actually missing, mm-hmm. and it looks like a bunch of the cabinets that were in there have all been, like, piled in front of the entryway.
So it doesn't look like we can, move them.
No. I mean, you could try. Nah. But odds are... Side. Sorry, that was, like, the shitty DM move. Like, if you want to. But, I mean, like, it... But yeah, if you want to, you can try and move them. And the stairway down to the train station has also just, like, collapsed. Like, the ceiling has caved in.
You know, you just want us to go to the stupid room with the stupid dewblasts.
Is there any exposed meat on the walls in this room?
No. No meat walls in here.
I'd like to read a sitch.
Damn. Any teeth?
Finch wants to read a sitch.
Is there a tongue beneath the floor?
We're in its mouth.
I don't know.
Where's the uvula? I want to punch it and make it throw up.
I rolled 11 to read a sitch.
Okay. Let's pull up the read a sitch questions. Here are the read a sitch questions. You get to ask 3, and I think you have a special move that lets you ask another question.
Yes.
Like you're sniffing the air. So our questions are, where is my best escape route /way in/way past? Which enemy is most vulnerable to me? Which enemy is the biggest threat? What should I be on the lookout for? What's my enemy's true position? Who's in control here?
Ooh. Who's in control here?
Jesus.
Aside from Jesus.
It's cool, brah.
Thanks, Jesus.
So, who's in control here is probably the vessel.
The Wessel.
The Kessel Run.
What should I be on the lookout for?
So basically at any moment, this entire area that you're in could just be crushed.
Cool.
Crushed in the sphincter of the vessel.
Right.
Yeah. Is this why I asked earlier?
He's got hard gas.
Oh, boy.
Need to give that sumbitch some Metamucil.
Oh, boy. I'll ask the sniffing the air question, the one that I always ask. Where are the wolves at?
Montana.
They's close.
I figured they are close.
Very close.
I think I might just hold the last one.
Okay.
So pretty much the open door is containment.
Yeah, except the sign that actually like says containment is not there anymore. Where it would have been in the waking world, there's like no sign or indication. And that's true of actually all the rooms around. Like, all the rooms were labeled, so you kind of knew where everything was. There's no labels here. We don't do labels.
I don't believe
it. I thought it was some really heavy, like, metaphor. Like, the containment sign is gone because it is no longer containing.
Oh, no. No. That, I mean, that would have been, like, a little too heavy-handed, I think.
Well, I guess I'll go poke my head into that room, since that seems to be my option.
Okay, so, yeah, you go through the decontamination chamber.
Yeah.
Nothing, I mean, it doesn't react at all. Like, there's nothing happens when you walk through it. And then when you go into the containment room, there's very low lighting. Like, it was completely lit up when you were here in the waking world, but here it's like, I guess what we would classify as emergency lighting, where it's just like the low, dim red lights.
I really thought you were going to say mood lighting.
Oh, yeah, it's some smooth jazz starts playing.
Some nice saxophone.
Yeah, some Careless Whisper.
There's flowers that just say, you know, big hearts, the vessel.
Yeah, rose petals lining the floor.
Four lemon from the vessel.
A box of chocolates.
It just leads to, like, a huge mouth in the wall.
But there's a bed in the mouth, and it's shaped like a heart.
Aww.
And then I lay on it, and it's a tongue. Sorry.
The bed is filled with cyanide.
Actually, it's filled with sand. It's really uncomfortable.
Is the Google device still in the room?
No. Well, actually, it is, but he's broke.
It's broken.
He's broke.
Does it have a blue screen of death?
The screen is, like, shattered.
Are the pod men still there?
So the pods are still there, but they're not, like, lit up like they were before, so you can't see what's inside of them.
Can I get closer and look?
Yeah.
Take out my candelabra, light it, hold it up into the glass.
Oh my god!
Hell yeah.
Forgot about the candelabra.
So, yeah.
Fancy as
fuck. You hold it up and, like, you, like, put your eye up really close to try and see what's inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually not a lizardman. It's not a dew blast. It looks...
It's a blast dew?
It looks humanoid and not lizardoid.
Can Finch take a look?
Finch wants to take a look.
Yeah, unless you can do something first, though.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, Finch wanders up and takes a look. Do they look like wolves of the Maelstrom?
They actually look...
A shit ton of Elijah Woods.
No. Actually, they look a lot like... They're children, and they've got cat's eyes.
Huh. That's weird.
But are they wolves of the Maelstrom?
Would I be able to see this now, or no?
Yeah.
What do they look like you, Finch?
That's a very good question, and I don't know. Can Finch try to reach out to them through the maelstrom?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's do some weird. That would be a six.
A six. So you attempt to reach out to them through the maelstrom, and I'm trying to think of, like, how to set the scene, because it's actually going to be, like, a scene.
Quit causing a scene.
So,
well, I guess dramatic. You should be causing a scene in this game.
So, no. I was actually going to make it really silly. So you're walking through a large room. There's a lot of tables, and you're carrying a tray. And you see all these children sitting at a table with cat's eyes, and you go to sit with them. And as you sit down, they all get up and walk away.
Oh.
You can't sit with us.
Yeah.
It's just like high school all over again.
I know, except this time I'm wearing pants.
Next thing I know, I'm going to forget all my classes.
And I'm naked!
Aw, Finch doesn't make good friends.
Never had that dream.
Not from
experience. Finch kind of like...
Yeah, I've never gotten the whole, like, naked in a dream thing, personally.
Yeah, neither have I, actually.
No. I have a recurring dream that I forget the combination to my locker, or I'm in college, and I didn't show up for a class all semester.
I get that.
Yeah, yes, I've had that dream.
I've had that one. Or where it's halfway through the semester, and then I realize there's a class I just haven't been going to, but
yep.
I cannot locate. Like, for the life of me, I can't locate my schedule to find out what the class is or where it takes
where
place.
It is.
Or
what is wrong with our generation? Why have we all had this dream?
We still have college stress dreams, and none of us have been in college
for
years.
I'm like, I graduated 8 years ago. Like, what?
Well, for me, I think it's, like, the feeling that I needed to get, like, more education at college, so like I had to go back because I'm always my current age when I'm there.
Yeah, same.
And then I still somehow end up securing a job at Res Life despite being 31 years
you're
old.
You're the most responsible.
I would be. I would also have the most hard looker of anyone in that damn dorm.
Yeah, when Finch snaps back to reality, he kind of looks around and goes, "They won't talk to me.
They like coffee?
I didn't ask."
Hmm. Do we all see them?
Lemon's gonna do exactly what she told everybody not to do for the last three episodes and tap on the glass.
Okay, so you tap on the glass and nothing happens.
Did you try giving them candy?
Can I try and weird out to them?
You can try and weird out to them.
Ah, 7.
That's a mixed success.
This is not going well.
All right, so
increments of 1. Roll +++.
You get there and they take your lunch money.
No, because 7 is actually like a mixed success. 6 is a failure. Graham, experience, by the way, if you didn't.
I did.
Okay,
I am 1 experience away from leveling.
How will I do a mixed success?
They only talk in Pig Latin.
Oh, God.
They speak, but it's just rainbows vomiting out of their mouths.
Okay, so you're looking in like into one of the pods, and you do your weird business, and you kind of zone out, and in your maelstrom vision, the child actually like turns, like awakens and turns in the pod and locks eyes with you.
Oh, hello there. You have some. What color is his eyes?
Pale blue.
All right, those are some wonderful, beautiful aquamarine eyeballs you got there. Who brought you here? How'd you end up here? What's going on here?
I don't know. I can't remember anything.
Do you belong here? Do you know that?
I don't know where I belong.
Do you remember your name?
Was I given a name?
Do you know any of the other things like you around here? Do you see them?
Things?
Well, people, sorry.
Am I a thing?
No, you're a person. You're a happy little person. And your name now is Hampton.
They avert their eyes and won't respond anymore.
Well, I charged through the maelstrom and it was not very helpful, but I did give him a name. He didn't seem to have a name, so I thought I would call him Hamthony. I thought Ham Marie could use a good old ham friend.
Didn't we do a Hamthony already?
Yeah, it's one of his cult members.
All right, well, we can call him Hampton instead. Sorry, I forgot that I have a good old friend named Hampton already. He could be Hampton Jr. as well, too.
Now just imagine you, like, writing in the dust on the pod, Hampton.
he writes, Hampton, Hampton, Hampton the Third. And then draws the little heart underneath it. He shoots a paintball at it and then paints a little. It was not that helpful, though. They didn't seem to know why they were here. Like I said, he didn't even know his own name.
I offended him by calling him a thing.
I did feel bad.
That was kind of a gaffe. Are there the same... So in the real world, there were, I think, like 10 to 20 empty tubes.
Uh-huh.
Out of like 72, how many are empty here?
I can tell you if you really want to know, but it would involve your characters like going up and investigating them one by one because they're not lit up.
Can I check one that I knew was empty before?
Yes. And it is empty here as well.
Can I check a second one that was empty before, just to...
Science! Yes.
Increased sample size?
Yes, it's also empty.
Alright.
Well, with a sample size of 2, I scientifically deduce.
Is there anything around? Like, do we see footprints? Do we see, like, any leftover things from weapons, like casings or whatever? Like, did someone come in here and destroy it, or?
Who did this?
New phone, who dis? Let me look at my newts.
Look at your newts.
Why do you have newts?
Because,
man?
They're
that's just a weird
delicious
creature to keep around. Ew, you eat newts?
I don't know.
Raw newts? Living newts?
Monster.
I make newt sushi.
You're like,
I mean, if it's Newt Gingrich, it's flashing. Okay, but
so at the where the desk is that has like that had the Google machine earlier on.
Yeah.
There's actually another door there that wasn't there in the waking world.
Does it open?
It's open already.
Is it made of meat?
It is not made of meat.
Is there meat on the other side?
Yes.
How much?
Where is there not?
No, there's actually no meat on the other side.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to make you walk through a actual meat tunnel. It'll be protected by walls.
Is there a sign that just says
meat
bacon
armor,
on it?
Damn it.
Does the VP... The VP's with us, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, is he weirded out at all? Can I get any kind of, like, general vibe from him?
Read a person?
Read a VP.
The VP is trying to eat the meat.
Is he really?
Because it is meat and he is a cat.
I just imagine this cat licking like a raw, throbbing wall. It's just like pulsing like a membrane. And the cat's just like, meh!
His mouth looks like photos of white rabbits that ate strawberries.
Terrifying, yet adorable.
What we want is fan art of, like, Finch being the littlest plague doctor. What we're going to get is fan art of the VP licking a meat wall.
As we should.
I never said I didn't want that. I will take all of this.
So if the VP's eating the meat wall.
Well, I mean, the room you're in right now, like, there's no exposed meat.
Right. Okay.
So
I don't have to scold him and say, hey, we don't know where that's been.
Right.
Although it's true, we don't know where it's been.
I want to go through the door.
Okay.
I will follow.
So,
6 feet behind.
At a respectful distance.
Yeah, right. So Bear walks through the door, and as you get closer, like, up above, like, where, you know, like, where there would be, like, an exit sign.
Yeah.
It says Bear.
Oh, why?
Does it say that for everyone? Do I see that?
Yeah.
It just says Bear for everyone?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now that's... I'm just gonna say, that's fucking
Sugar?
Weird.
Sugar?
I don't like it.
Sugar, why is your name on that door?
I've got no fucking idea. I didn't even know that's how you spell it.
It's spelled B-A-R-E.
What if it's just spelled B-A-I-R? Like hair, but bear.
Gonna go through that door, see why it says my name on it.
Okay, so you go through the door, and the rest of you watch Bear go through it, and as she goes through it, it closes. Like, it does, like, you know, like it's a sliding glass door at a grocery store or whatever. It goes and closes.
Of course, the only thing fucking working in here.
And then it opens back up, and her name of above the door flashes and disappears, and then it lights up again, and this time it says Ross.
Come on down.
Finch can't read, he goes in.
Ross just
so as Finch like approaches the door, it just it closes in its face.
Oh,
I was gonna ask somebody else to try it anyway, so Ross just shrugs and well, I guess that answers that question. Well, see all you happy little people on the other side. Ross starts to walk through and shoots the sign with his little paint gun a couple times. Blink, blink,
blink. I knew they were crazy when I hired them. I knew it, but here we are.
Finch nods.
I don't know why I'm telling you.
So the same thing happens. The door closes behind Ross, and up above, like, the light, or his name flashes and disappears, and then it says, Lemon and Cricket.
Thank God. There was no way. You knew I wasn't walking through a door without my sister. You had to know. Well, what do you think? She would ask Cricket. Cricket gets to say,
Well, we don't know where the other two went, do we? She, like, walks up to the door. She's like, I'm not going through. And she, like, pokes her head in. She's like, yeah, I can't see anything.
Too bad we let Bear leave with the candelabra. Well, do you want to go through?
I mean, I will admit to being a little curious, but also a little freaked out.
Lemon still has her guns, right?
Oh, yeah. And
Cricket has her guns.
Cricket has a giant machine gun.
Cricket has
she?
Her, like...
Her giant
FU. It's basically
gun.
A minigun.
Okay, Lemon, like, takes out the Glock.
It just shoots middle fingers. Not even, like, a fist giving a middle finger. It shoots literal,
just
like, middle fingers.
Middle
bullets.
Fingers. It's
kind of gross. Says the guy who gave us a meat wall.
I'm just imagining the gun just, like... Just a bunch of fingers.
It makes like a farting noise to fire them too, because it's just meat coming out of the chamber.
A very meat-centric episode.
Oh boy!
Sorry,
you
vegans.
Created this.
I did.
Content warning: meat.
You should have known better.
I'm picturing, like, you know, like the magazine in the bottom, like in the back of a. Like a machine gun, just, like, filled with middle fingers.
Just got a bandolier of middle, like, fingers.
Oh, boy. Well, Lemon cocks her gun. At the same time. Ready? Stop laughing.
Yeah. We'll go on twilt. One, two, twilt.
We go through the door.
Oh, twilt.
So, the last one in the room, of course, is Finch. And you see again, the door closes behind them, and the names above the door flash and disappear. But this time, no new name pops up, and the door stays closed.
Finch is already in his personal hell.
I suspected that was going to happen. Can I weird out to where the others are?
So... actually, what happens, Finch, is you, like, kind of turn around so you can give, like, a yo, dude, what the hell? And,
yo, dude, what the hell?
What actually happens is one of the empty pods lights up and, like, the door on it cycles open and above it, it says Finch.
There it is.
Finch can't read, though. yeah, I would...
By process of elimination...
Finch would still like to try and see where the others are with the mind powers.
Okay. Give it a shot.
Let's see. That's a... 3, 1, plus 3 is a 7.
So, okay. I'm going to give you a choice here. Which character do you want to see what's going on with? That sentence... came out funny. Which character do you want to spy on? I'll put it that way.
I was looking at my history to see who I had the highest history with currently. And currently it's with Lemon. And I think Finch is curious about Cricket as well. Okay. I almost said Bear, but I think Lemon and Cricket is going to check on.
Alright, so that tells me that I get to start. I didn't know who I was going to start with, honestly. So, I'll start with Lemon and Cricket. So you guys walk through the door and you hear it close behind you, and you are in basically just like a pitch black tunnel. And Cricket's like, you have something like some source of light, right? You brought something. I didn't bring anything.
I don't think I do.
For the sake of the story, we'll say yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes, and
you have your cell phone and a flashlight.
You put your batteries at 3%.
you flick a switch on one of the lemon grenades and it turns into a light.
a lantern.
You stretch it out and it becomes a lemon lantern.
What would I have?
A lemon torch.
What's the thing I would have on me?
I mean, we established that, like...
We all took stuff when we left.
Yeah, we established that, like, at your manor, there were like, fucking Coleman lanterns and shit, so...
Okay, right, I'll just...
Because you're rich, and you can have access to that kind of technology.
Yes. All right, Lemon pulls out a flashlight.
Okay. So, yeah, you click on your flashlight, and you're in what's basically just, like, a big old rocky tunnel.
Like, from the movie Rocky?
Yeah. There's a bunch of meat hanging from the ceiling, and there's a big man punching it, training for his boxing tournament.
Is he the best around?
Hey, yo! Lemon! It's the rocky tunnel!
Is the door... Can I look behind us? Is the door still there?
The door is gone.
What's behind us?
Just a solid slab of rock. I almost said slab of meat, but it's rock.
I think by the end of this episode, every word we say is just meat. Like, it starts replacing words and sentences.
Whatever, do you meet?
Exactly.
Finch would like to meet.
Finch, you shouldn't meet meat.
Come let us meet you. Meet our family. Let us meet you with meat.
The floor is just also rock? Everything is rock?
All yeah.
It's rock?
Everything. Wait, it's all rock? Always has been.
I guess rock. There's only one direction to go.
I wanna rock.
Shall we?
Rock. Squad?
Okay. Let's, let's go. So, you walk on down that tunnel for a little while, and, you start to see some light at the end of the tunnel, and don't worry, this is not like, you're dying. There's just light at the end of the tunnel.
Damn it.
I sent Cricket back. I'm like, wow, this is just supposed to be for me. I'm pretty sure.
It's the final season of Lost.
And you get closer and closer, and eventually you make it out of what seems to be a cave, and it's bright outside. It's like daylight, and in the distance you can see what is it? Blackwell? Yeah! That's what we called it.
The town?
Yes.
What in the hell?
I'm pretty sure that we were much further away than this, right? Like, we didn't walk that far.
No, I think we would have noticed. Is the sky purple, or is the sky sky-colored?
The sky is sky-colored.
Well, is it Blackwell the town, or is it Blackwell the estate?
Blackwell Estate.
Okay. I guess we check it out.
As you start getting closer, you can see, like, there's activity on the estate, and it's like people going about their everyday business. Just, like, you know, doing all the things that they should be doing. Like, cleaning and moving things around and just the general upkeep of the manor.
Do I recognize any of them?
Yeah, you recognize all of them. They don't have names because, fuck it, I'm not, you know. But you recognize them.
The two guards had names. I forget their names, though.
No. Yeah, but they wouldn't be outside.
No, they wouldn't. I pull aside, you know, the nearest groom or whatever. And just, like, snag one as he walks by.
Oh, Miss Lemon, what can I do for you?
I would like to know the day and the time, if you please.
Why, it's about, 2 o'clock on Flens Day.
Flens Day?
Oh, that's right, we didn't establish a calendar.
Oh, Flens Day.
What year is
13
it?
13 Afterpocalypse.
Yeah.
No, it was further. It was, like, 30-ish Afterpocalypse.
And how, if I can ask, how long have you been holding this position?
What?
When did I hire you?
I'm pretty sure I've been in this position for life. Like, you know, my father did it before me. And I don't know about my grandfather, but it's at least one generation.
Has your life been eventful? Has anything eventful happened in your life recently?
Boy, howdy, that's a thing to ask a man if his life has been eventful.
Do you like what you've been doing?
Is he on his deathbed?
Would you say you've lived a fulfilled life?
Would you say you were kidnapped at any point recently, or have you seen any monsters, or...
On a scale from 1 to 12, how would you rate your life?
any blackout periods? Days you don't remember in the last couple weeks?
None of that rings a bell. No, I wouldn't call my job the most extravagant position, but I don't mind it. Please don't fire me.
Don't fire.
Run along.
I turn to Cricket, and Lemon's just like, I think it's very clear what we need to do next at this point. We're gonna go inside, and I'm gonna make some tea, and we're gonna drink it. And she just, like, walks away, like, muttering under her breath, like, what the fucking shit?
Cricket's, like, running after you, like, are you sure that's, like, I don't think tea's that high on the priority list right now.
Perhaps we'll see other things on our way to the tea, but I think everybody here has earned some tea.
Here's my question, is the basement on the way to tea?
The basement is not on the way to tea.
Okay, but do you think it should be?
You don't want tea before we go in the basement? Alright, fine, let's go to the basement.
Is it on the way to S?
Do I see
then?
Alistair anywhere?
You don't.
Got my gun ready. Can I pull someone aside and ask if they've seen Alistair? One of the maids, because we're inside now.
Sure. Oh, heavens to Betsy, Miss Lemon. I even did the hand motion.
Oh.
Has it been a while since we've seen each other?
Yes.
How long? Give me a
minute. Well, you've been off on your adventures for quite some time now, haven't you?
Like months?
Perhaps months. I was going to say weeks, but I guess if it's been enough weeks, you could say months.
Listen, have you seen Alistair anywhere?
Last I saw, he was off searching for you.
Oh, I hate this. All right, let's go downstairs. You're right. You could return to as you were.
Nice. All right, I'll get back to doing scullery or whatever it is scullery means do.
Whatever the fuck.
I'll get back to cleaning the cracks in the hardwood floor with a toothbrush.
I'll get back to restocking the saltine supply. I don't know where all those crackers have gone.
From a distant echo, you just hear, in my stomach.
Yeah, I'll go first down the basement stairs, if you please.
Okay.
Do I see...
Okay!
Their names are...
Fox. Someone like Fox?
Fox and Turk.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yes. I think so. I wrote those down, right?
That sounds right.
Perhaps you did.
Where's your character
Perhaps
sheet?
Perhaps you did.
Yeah. That's right.
My notes are the biggest hot mess. I still have my gun ready, which I guess nobody finds that unusual, because it's me.
I mean, it's you, so no.
Yeah, I descend to the basement stairs, cautiously.
Okay, yeah, Cricket's behind you, and you still have all your, like, weird armaments. Like, she's still got her minigun, and you've still got your...
Like, lemon...
grenades.
Okay.
Lemonades.
Sweet lemonade. Yes, sweet lemonade.
They
are lemonades.
And I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I validate your joke.
I got distracted singing Shut Up Woman, Get on My Horse.
I appreciate it, Megan. Thank you.
So yeah, you head down the stairs and the two guards are standing watch outside the very heavy... heavily secured door.
Hello, boys.
Oh, hello, Miss Lemon. Cricket.
Has there been any developments? Have you heard anything from the other side of the door? Right, because before all that other stuff happened, wasn't there a thing where they said they heard something behind it when I last visited?
Yeah, like 10 episodes ago? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. But their response now is, no, everything seems to be pretty quiet in there.
All right. Listen.
That's concerning.
I'm just going to take a peek. I'm just going to do my usual paranoid thing that I do.
Android?
Peek on the other side of the door, if you boys don't mind.
Alright, you, well, I mean, if it'll help you settle your nerves or what have you, go right ahead. And they start unlocking, like, the myriad amount of locks and chains and bolts.
Okay. I'm gonna look inside.
Is that the sound of the door opening?
Yeah!
Perry does a lot of her own Foley work.
Okay. So you look inside, and the room looks empty.
Okay.
Is there a trap door? Can you go down the trap door, take the train, and just come all the way back?
You're stuck in a loop!
Can I go in the room?
Yeah.
Happy death day
to you. In the place where the vessel was?
Cricket is, like, on your butt. She is, like, attached at the hip.
Okay, that's fair. That's fine. That's how...
That's how it should be.
That's how I would prefer to have it. The closer she is, the easier I can protect her. And
so,
empty room?
You're just stepping like further into the room?
Very carefully.
Okay. You step further into
the room. I'm giving her like soccer mom arm.
Yeah. Like she just slammed on the brakes and you're in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, yeah, you step further into the room, and you still don't see anything.
Hell.
And then, you hear the door slam behind you.
Hell! Dang. Oh, shit.
And you hear a couple footsteps, like, coming from inside the room. And from out the shadows steps Alistair.
It was the butler all along.
Maha!
I'm going to make sure Cricket is, like, well behind me.
Yeah, she is.
I have the gun pointed at Alistair's face.
Uh-huh.
Does he bear the marks of our most recent adventures?
Well, if he bear the marks of your most recent adventures, he wouldn't have a head. So
he'd be pretty dead.
Right.
He has a head. He looks just like his affable self.
Except that what are you doing down here? Upstairs I was told that you were looking for me.
Well, I have been looking for you. Here you are.
In the basement?
Well, I didn't know where I was going to find you. But I assume that, you know, when you make your way back here, there's two things you always do, Miss Lemon. First, check on your sister. And there she is. She's fine. And second, you always come and check on the vessel.
But do you check on poor old Alistair?
Never!
Not even a Christmas card.
I let you have one day off a year.
Am I to understand that you've been waiting for me to arrive?
You are to understand that, Miss Lemon. I have been waiting a very long time for you to arrive.
I seem to recall seeing you only a couple days ago.
Don't like that.
Although, I'm starting to suspect those couple of days ago are several weeks from now. Which is very confusing, and I am unhappy. And I told you we should have stopped to get tea first, she says over her shoulder.
At this moment, I don't find tea to be our highest priority, but I understand you're upset, and I acknowledge it.
I am upset. Well, so, what are you? What?
What? What?
She's actually
Welsh. Hang on. I think we might actually have to end it here, because this is going to be getting into a whole thing.
Oh, shit.
And I just don't think we have the time for it right now.
You are certainly no butler.
So,
well, he is a
next
butt.
Time, guys, hopefully it won't take us a month to record again. But I will let you all know, listeners and players, that we are very well truly in endgame right now. So there's probably like 2 more episodes. Or 3.
Maybe 4.
I doubt 4.
Possibly 20.
I will try very hard to end it in 3 at the most. And if that means killing you all, then so be it. Not really.
And nobody got any answers and everybody's unsatisfied. The end.
Exactly.
Because life is disappointing. That's the moral of the arc.
This campaign is a metaphor for life. Everything's made of meat and it's all confusing.
Everything is made of meat and it's all confusing. Good night, America.
Hello, everyone. This is your friendly neighborhood MC Mike just popping in to say a big thank you for listening to our podcast. If you could do all the wonderful things that come associated with a podcast, we truly appreciate it. Please make sure to follow us on all the social medias that you can manage. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at The Role Less Taken. Make sure you spell role, R-O-L-E. And also follow us on Twitter at Role Less Taken. I don't know how the rest of this nonsense works, but if you find a place where you can leave us a rating and also a review, make sure to do that too. Try to make them good. We want to get more listeners. And I think that's about it. Once more, from all of us here at the Role Less Taken, big thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.